Knowing what you know now, in righteousness in Christ, how would you have people deal with you? Would you have them just ignore you and let you be that way? Just let you get away with it? So that you would never repent? Or would you stand, have someone stand up to you and say, no, that's not the right thing to do. That's not the right way to be. You ought not be that way. Sometimes a rebuke. You know, in the Old Testament, there was a law. Well, I forget the exact verse, but you can look it up. It says, if you see your neighbor sinning, you will rebuke your neighbor. It says, you shall not hate your neighbor in your heart, but you shall rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Those last three clauses are almost an exact quote. You will not suffer sin upon your neighbor in the Old Testament law. And it's similar to this. It says, when I love my neighbor as myself, to not intervene, in some cases, is hatred, and I'm certainly not doing to them as I would have done unto me. If I'm behaving like that, tell me, you know? Wouldn't you want to know? If you have the wisdom of God, you know. You would need to know. Someone slap me. All the law and prophets is summed up in that. Now, then some would say, well, why even give the law and the prophets then? Well, because God decided to judge it himself. Just because you can sum up his judgment in one statement doesn't mean that the judgment ought not to have been done, because men's consciousness and the wickedness of men's minds would not sum it all up properly. Their summation of this, well, they'd get it wrong, just like they do these days. Do unto others as you would have done unto you, so don't say anything. It's not what God would say. And men's judgments is perverse. So you can't, God didn't give the law like that. He didn't even give the New Testament like that. That's all the rules we have to tell you. Good night, folks. There are so many lists in the New Testament. I was like the one Paul gave in Galatians 5. I'm just going to read from it. In Galatians 5, where he says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If we do those things, we will not inherit, which means we won't live forever. Look at, if you want an in-depth description of all those things written there, you can listen to my study on Galatians chapter 5. Verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Relative to the human population of the world, there be few that be saved. Lord, they asked him once, Lord, are there few that be saved? And Jesus' answer, while not direct, was yes, there be few. The straight gate. Straight means narrow. You know, the narrows. The narrow place. There's not much room to move to the right and to the left. It's a very narrow way. It's a very tight. There's not a lot of leeway to the right or left. But the way the destruction, there's lots of room. They're broad is the way. Wide is the gate. Open wide the way to death. The way to destruction. And that's what it leads to, is destruction. The destruction of the soul. We want to enter into life. Notice, it leads to life. Some people are confused and they think that everyone's going to live forever, and it's just a question of where you're going to live. No. No. There's one way that leads to life, and another way that leads to destruction. That is the teaching of Jesus Christ. You will be destroyed, or you will live. It's life and death. People don't understand what life and death are, but death is without thought, or without emotion, without feeling, or without memory. It is like unconsciousness without being. Many there be which go in thereat. Destruction is going to swallow up many. And really, it's what we all have coming. So don't be horrified. It's what we all have coming. What does God owe us, puny humans, to live forever? Do we even have lives in which comfort and pleasure are available to us, or potentials even? Even if we have no pleasure. You know, even people with bad lives. You could have no life at all. My parents only had, you know, my father had 5 children, my mother had 2. A total of 5 between the two of them. And what of it? They could have had 50. They could have had 50,000 or 50 million by mere tabulation of the potentialities of, you know, maybe if my sperm had come down ill, then someone else would have been born in my place. Or if the birth control device had operated properly, I wouldn't be. And maybe someone else would be. Everything hinges on those pivotal moments. Everyone who's alive is already a winner of life's lottery, so to speak. Not the rich. We're alive. Does God owe us anything at this point? We already owe him our lives. Oh, but Paul, there is so much pain and suffering in the world. I can't believe in God. What is it to God? God has set before us narrow and wide. There's an easy way to go, and it will end up in the expected end. We're all going to the same place. Unless God intervenes to raise us from the dead, we shall all die. And according to the scriptures, after we are raised, many of us will be raised only to be judged worthy of our former fate. And death will be the end. And then death will have an end. See, if Paul the Apostle spoke of death being swallowed up in victory, for death to truly be swallowed up, it cannot be a state of people, because some people who believe in what people commonly understand to be hell, who believe that, you know, when after you die, you're going to live forever in torture, and that is called the second death, meaning it's not really death, it's just sort of a mockery of death. It is a fate worse than death, but it's nothing like being dead. Like, when things go dead, they go dead, you know, but this death is nothing like death as we know it. The problem with that